The following service was recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming, on Sunday, January 28, 2018, with Reverend Jimmy Krishan.
Psalms 95:6 says, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Let us pray. Almighty God, through our hymns and songs, our prayers and meditations, the joining of our lives in fellowship, we worship you. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Enfold us in your love. Empower our worship that your name might be glorified in this place and in our lives. Amen.
Psalms 111, 111, 1 through 10, Pew Bible 490. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of honor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has gained renown by his wonderful deeds. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He is ever mindful of his covenant. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Psalm 111 comes from the fifth book in the set of Psalms, if you will. And this is the section that talks about praise, and it's important that we do talk about praise. And I call this one of the bookenders, and 112 or 113 is also. Notice it says, praise the Lord, and it ends with, and his praise is forever. It's eternal praise. But I want to look at a word that's often used in the Bible, and I want to fix it for us, if you will, for just a minute. When you read the word fear of the Lord, that doesn't mean, oh no, he's going to strike me down. The idea here is more of a respect and appreciation, an acknowledgement that God is far above us, that he's far, his ways are above our ways, his thoughts above our thoughts, and he is mindful of us and loves us. It's that kind of all rolled up in that little word called fear of the Lord. So maybe the best word for us would be respect. You know, that's a word that has kind of gotten lost in our society today, is this idea of respect and being respectful and giving people an opportunity. I've noticed that it seems that how many of you, I grew up in the Southeast, you can kind of tell. How many of you grew up and you were to say yes, sir, and no, sir? Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. You were taught to be respectful, wasn't you? You were taught that if someone older than you was moving along, you got out of the way. Remember those things? Have you noticed that that's not true today? If you don't believe me, go to Walmart this afternoon. Maybe don't. Maybe that'll depress you. But I've noticed that people have lost this respect for one another. And you know what went with that was an appreciation of it. It seems in our society and culture today that we don't appreciate what people do for us and the sacrifices they give. We take it for granted. Now, you're going to wonder, what in the world is he talking about? How does this have to do? I'll get there. But respect and appreciation, when we can't respect and appreciate that which is around us, how are we going to do it with God? How are we going to do it? How many of you are enjoying the temperature in here right now? It's nice, isn't it? And you know, you're sitting in a church pew, relaxing, chilling, hanging out. Look in the pew with you. We have an abundance of hymn books. Have you noticed that? We even give you a Bible so you don't have to be worried with that extra couple of pounds, you're carrying in, or maybe that you can't find. Maybe you haven't saw it in a while. Maybe you should find it. Look at the abundance. Now, I want you to also just kind of think about it this morning. How many of you went to your closet and had choices to put on? Anybody have choices this morning? How many of you have had a refrigerator raid experience lately? You know what I'm talking about. You open it, and there's nothing in there you want. But there's stuff in there, right? How many of you just opened the cabinets and looked? And you think, I don't want any of that stuff. And finally you settle for a kind of dilapidated looking banana that's been hanging out on the counter. And you just, but how many of us do that? How many of you hitchhiked to church this morning, borrowed a ride? Or did you get here on your own? How many of you have family members that you converse with on a regular basis? Friends that you see? Man, you people, I would think you were at a funeral instead of a worship service. Man, have you got hoof and mouth? You look depressed. It's not a trap. Think about it this morning. Just look around and think about the thing. How many of you got up this morning and took a bath? How many should have? How many of you noticed that somebody should have? But warm water. How many of you were thankful for warm water last night or this morning? How many of you were thankful for shampoo? It don't take a lot for me. I buy these big bottles of shampoo. Those suckers last me 6 months. Them women in my house ain't going through those things by the weeks. I was thinking, man, I'm glad I'm saving over here. But anyway, I'd use a lot of deodorant. So that's just the way that is. How many of us are thankful for these things? Cars to drive and parking lots, churches, warm lights, power, electricity. How many of you thought about it? How many of you own a Bible? I'm looking to see some of you don't. We'll loan you one out of the pew if you don't have one. How many of you own more than one Bible? I do. I've got them everywhere. If you go around here looking, you'll find them. But I have ones I like. I've got one that you don't want me to get out a lot because it goes to funerals. So if you see me coming with that one, somebody's dead. So that might not be too joyful. But how many of us enjoy reading our Bible? Do you know there are people around the world today that don't have one? Do you know that there are people in the world today who are tearing out pages of a Bible and sharing those pages in their faith community? And when they come together, they swap and get the next page? Did you know there are people who haven't yet read the gospel in their own language? Are we really respectful and grateful, acknowledging God's blessings in our lives? Praise the Lord, the psalmist says. Lift our hearts up to Him. But I want you to notice some things as we look at praising the Lord. Praising the Lord this morning. Give thanks to the Lord with your whole heart, not your lips. Lip service is cheap as water. Lip service is free. It's this that costs you. Talk's cheap, isn't it? Praise the Lord with your heart. Praise the Lord. Really praise Him. How do you praise Him? Respect Him. Adore Him. Acknowledge Him. Watch out. The moment you think you made it is the moment God just took a second seat. Everything you have is a gift from God and a blessing from God. Had it not been by God's grace, you wouldn't have it. Soak at it for a second. But praise God with our heart, with our life, and the life we live. Paul will later say that we are to live our lives a living sacrifice, which is our reasonable act of worship, Romans 12. The problem with a living sacrifice and worship is it wiggles off the altar. You know, it don't stay long enough to get a knife in it and get it to be still then. But we're to worship God with our hearts. With our hearts. I've got news for you. If you're worried about what your neighbor's going to say, and you're worried about what society's going to say, and you're worried about being politically, I haven't figured politically correct out yet. Who's got that down pat? I need some lessons on it. You know, I looked at my notes this morning for the Psalm study, and I noticed that for the salvation of man, it's not humankind, or I got confused. I get lost in that. To worship God with our heart, first we have to accept Him into our heart. We have to have Him in here. We have to be in a personal relationship with God. To worship God means more than just saying it. It means doing it. As my granny had said, prayer's not much good if you don't have legs on it. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord with your whole heart. Where? In the company of the upright and in the congregation. It sounds to me like this psalmist is saying, you know, we have the temple in the Old Testament. We have, you go in there for Sabbath. There is this idea of coming together, isn't there? Paul later in Hebrews 11 would say, forsake not the assembling together of yourselves, as is the custom of those other people. I hear this all the time, and it just makes me want cold chills. They'll say, well, I don't have to go to church to be a Christian. How many of you have heard that? If you're a Christian, you should want to go. That's the way it should work. You don't have, I can't save you. These bricks and mortar won't save you. You can't come here to be a Christian, but you ought to be a Christian when you come here, or at least have it rub off on you. If you're a Christian, you should want fellowship. You should want Bible studies. You should want to share in the Word of God with one another and in that relationship with God and break open the text and share your dreams and your challenges and be real and have somebody that's in the journey with you. It's what we need, isn't it? How many of you have ever wanted some help along the way? Well, are you going to get that by yourself? Where do you need to be to find somebody in the journey with you to help you along the way? Huh? So to come, praise God. Do you know what a blessing it is to be here this morning? To be here this morning? Well, why don't we be real about it? How many of us come in and leave and we hardly even speak to someone else? I want you to stand up for just a minute. Oh, here he goes again. I just figure you kind of nodding off there a little bit. Now, look around and see if, identify somebody you don't know. Look around. Did you spot somebody you don't know? or you're not sure if you know, now go to them right now and introduce yourself. Come on, get out of those pews. You'll be here all day if you don't hurry up. Come on. Find somebody you don't know. Come on. Mush, mush, mush. Okay, let's come back together now. We took care of that, didn't we? We just put that right out of the question. We removed that right away. That wasn't so bad, was it? That didn't even hurt. Unless you stumped your toe or hung your leg on the pew. It wasn't so bad, was it? Why do we come to church and not talk to each other? Or why do we come to church and sit in the same spot all the time? Huh? Don't look at Norma. Yeah. Move around a little. If you want to confuse me and mess up my attendance roster, sit someplace else on Sunday. That's how I check roll. I know they said, well, there wasn't nobody in that seat. Donna and Nikki Bedard, they do that every once in a while, and I think they're not here, and then I spot them. You know, what'd you do that for? Confuses me. So if you want to confuse me and get one over on me, move around. Rob, you and Leslie could sit someplace else. We won't hurt at all. And Linda, you could too. See, you got your spot, don't you? Yeah. We got our spots, don't we? Dennis, look at this. He's moved off the back pew. But it's worship. Worship. Praise God from the heart. Folks, that means be real. The good, the bad, the ugly, the challenges, and the celebrations. Lift them before God. Lift them. Be real. The psalmists are real. When you read through these things, they're real. Let it hang out. Don't try to be something you're not, worshiping God or living your faith. If you're struggling, it's okay. If you've got joys, it's okay. If you go to God and say, God, I just don't understand how, He'll go, that's good. Come, let's talk. But it's worship God. Praise God. Praise God in the company of the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord. Look at this. Who studied. It's time for us, I think, to sit down and reflect on just how God has blessed us. Folks, I've got news for you. The world is going to condition you to worry about what you didn't get that you thought you should. The world's going to condition you to look at what you don't have and your neighbor does instead of to be grateful for what you have. The old Chinese proverb is happy is the person who learns to be content with what they have. Happy is the person who learns to praise God for what they have. Well, I don't have anything. I just gave you a list, didn't I, of what you've already got. How many of you are thankful for a soft bed to sleep in, or maybe you prefer a harder bed? A bed's kind of nice, isn't it? Not a tick on the bed, on the floor. Do you folks know what a tick is out here? You do? Okay, I don't have to explain that. It was a southern thing. I just didn't know if you had ticks. We had feather ticks. We had leaf ticks, straw ticks back in the southeast. You have ticks? You don't have them on your dogs. You don't have dogs. You got a kitty, though. You still got your kitty? Norma's got a deluxe fat cat. Isn't this not a fat cat? It's a spoiled cat. Anyway. But as we praise God and are grateful and thankful, we need to remember that God blesses us in so many ways with friends and challenges. He blesses us with troubles and trials and triumphs too. To praise God in all things is to know God in all things. Paul will say, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Praise God, be thankful. Folks, God is with you if you let Him. Don't ever get lost in the what you don't haves. But stay focused on the what you haves. Be grateful and appreciative for it. Be grateful. Live in gratitude and humility before God, and you'll know peace. But if you don't learn that lesson, then you won't know what peace really is. For you'll always want something else and something more when what you have is likely plenty. It's like the person that always looks for the far-off mission field and ignore the lost and suffering around them. The homeless, the fatherless, the motherless, the broken homes, the addicted, the depressed. They look for that foreign land to which God has sent them and ignore where God has them. Verse 4, he has gained renown by his wonderful deeds. That's one thing about this book that I really like. When I'm kind of getting beat up and wondering what God's going to do, I go back and look at what he did. Can you imagine an army of Egyptian soldiers are chasing you? And you can literally hear the horses and the clanging of the armor. You can see the dust rising from the wheels of the chariots. And you're backed up against an ocean. Can you imagine how you would think it would be over? And all of a sudden, a man of God stands up, faithful, and tips a stick, and the sea parts. You get worried about what you're into, there ain't nothing like being backed up against an ocean with an army of Egyptian soldiers. Go back and look. Go back and find hope. Because God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He'll part the sea for you, or he'll calm the storm. He provides food for those who fear him, who respect him. Now, don't think that's beans and potatoes, or as we'd say back south, beans and taters. That's food of faith, food of soul, food of spirit, food of strength. And as you read it, God is a God of covenant. He has made his promise and he's kept his promise. And Jesus was the fulfillment of his greatest promise that there would be a Messiah. And John 3:16 reminds us of the great covenant that God made with us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. If you ever think you're not lovable, remember Jesus. If you ever think there's no hope, remember Jesus. If you ever think you just don't have it, remember Jesus. If you ever think you can't make it, remember Jesus. If you ever think the cost is too high, remember Jesus. If you ever think there's just no way that God can use me, remember Jesus. What do you want to remember about Jesus? That he died for you. And I don't care what the enemy says. It's the loving grace of God that's greater than anything you'll face in this life. That'll give you the strength to go through it. But don't get lost. Don't lose the focus. And know that God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Praise God. Lift your hearts up to him. Don't let the devil beat you down. I saw a funny t-shirt this week. If it hadn't been so serious, it would have been a little more funny. This guy said, I was going through a hard time. I was knocked down. I was beat down. I was down on my knees. And the devil said behind me, I've got you. I've won. Until I said, amen. remember, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Praise God. Amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed for just a minute. Why should we praise him? Because he's worthy. Why should we respect him? Because he's worthy. Why should we love him? Because he first loved us. Why should we serve him? because we'll know peace. How can we know peace? We serve Him. How can we know grace? We love Him. With God as the center and the rock on which we build our life, we can stand against the storms of life, triumph through the trials, and share the good news of the love and grace of God with the people in our lives. But I would guess this morning that there's some among you who are struggling with things. You're struggling with what the adversary is saying to you about who you are and what you are and what's going on in your lives. I would say there's some who are struggling right now with decisions and uncertainties. If that's you, everybody's got their heads down and their eyes closed. If that's you this morning, I want to pray for you, especially this week. Would you slip your hand up and take it right back down? Don't leave it. Amen. Pastor, I have friends and I have family that I want to witness to and I want to share God's grace with. Maybe my mission field's around my dinner table or at the next family reunion. Pray for me that I'll be able to share His love and grace. If that's you, lift your hand because I want to pray for you especially. Pastor, I'm really struggling with my own faith issues, and sometimes I get lost in what He says that I don't have, that I should have, could have, and don't have. Pray for me to be stronger in that. Slip your hand up this morning. Pastor, I want to pray for my other brothers and sisters. I may not know their name, but I want to pray for them that they would know God's peace and strength this week as they witness where they are. If you'll do that, lift a hand this morning. Amen. And now, just in a little bit of silence, maybe there's a need that you would need to bring before this altar this morning. We'd invite you to come. Yes, we Methodists do that. That's why we have an altar. It isn't just for communion. We'd invite you to come and pray. Our gracious and loving God, may You hear our hearts and prayers lifted before You today. May we truly lift them. Whatever our need may be, wherever we may be weak, may we find strength. Where we may be afraid, may we find courage. Where there is doubt, may there be reassurance. Father, we pray this in Christ's holy and precious name. Amen. Now may the grace and peace of God go with you, bless you, and keep you. May His countenance shine upon you, His light shine within you, and may it share it in the world around you. May you go to praise Him, thank Him, and to never listen to the adversary that would say, you're not worth it, but you are, and Christ proved it. Now truly, may the peace and grace of God that surpasses all understanding go with you and bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to a worship service recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church. Our pastor is Reverend Jimmy Krishan. Our church is located at 1515 Edgar Street in Rock Springs, Wyoming. You may call us at 307-362-5334. Please note our email address, which has changed recently, rsfumc@sweetwaterhsa.com. Visit our website at rocksprings.umc.org for more information about our congregation, our ministries, or upcoming events. Audio copies of this sermon are also available on the website. We invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m.